This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Scott Hennen live in Jamestown, and there he is.
Just chatting with the governor, who was gracious enough to stick around a little bit during the break and visit. We're going to talk with the Teacher of the Year coming up here in a little bit, which is going to be great fun. We're at the Innovative Education Summit in Jamestown, North Dakota. I'm really looking forward to the conversation as well when we get cranking here today and talk a little bit about all things innovative with education. But did you get a pretty good sense there, Kev, from...
Yeah, there's lots of... there's lots of bright lights, lots of good things happening, and as long as we keep making progress and moving forward, that's the key.
Yeah, exactly. Well, Kayla's here, for crying out loud. How about that? Very good, very good, very good, yes. So we're going to talk with the Teacher of the Year. We're going to talk with Beth Sleddy, who's the superintendent of schools at West Fargo, largest school district in North Dakota. So we're going to talk with some actual educators here today, too, rather than just talking about all this innovative education. Kayla, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
Doing wonderful. Congratulations on being Teacher of the Year.
Oh, thank you so much. It's an honor I don't take lightly. And I'm going to keep saying I'm Teacher of the Year until 2020. I'm soaking up every day.
The governor was talking about earlier about just how excited your students were for you.
Oh, my gosh. I mean, we had a whole school assembly, and they were cheering and clapping and crying, and the support was overwhelming. So fun.
That's fantastic. Now, you come from a family of educators, right?
I do.
So this is like in your DNA.
It is. I say like it's in my bloodline. So my mom, she is a saint. She taught kindergarten for 42 years, which to me is mind-blowing, having those littles for so long. And my dad actually taught music education for I think 41 years. So I always went to school thinking I'm either going to teach music or I'm going to teach kindergarten. And I actually student taught in the second grade, and I thought this is the grade level for me. So I've done starting year number 12, actually year number 13 now in third grade, and second grade is what I've done.
Yeah,
so.
Love that age.
Yeah, they're great.
It's fun, and thirsty to learn, and
yes.
Just full of life and so fun. So at what point did you say, I'm going to do this a little bit differently, maybe than some of the classrooms I was in growing up?
Yes, actually it was back in 2015, when I was getting ready to do my first TEDx Fargo talk, and I was actually going to Starbucks to do all of my work for the script, and I realized one day, there are so many of us who are here working at Starbucks, why do we all come here? And so I started looking at the aesthetics of the place, and what kind of music they have, what kind of seating they have, what do they have hanging on the walls, and I started thinking, if we as adults need these many choices for our work, why could that not work in a classroom? And so I started, I approached my principal and I started doing more with flexible seating. And then I heard about how Google gives their employees one day a week to study what they're passionate about. And so I started doing work where my kids actually get to study things that they're passionate about. And I think in 2015 is when I really realized that I need to just let go of some of that power in my classroom. And when I do that, I'll actually get so much power back. And
when you say let go of the power, what does that
describe?
What's that look like in the room?
Right. I think it means not having to have control of everything. So I don't have assigned seats in my classroom. Kids sit where they learn best, which is a big deal, not having that seating chart. And they study what they want to study. So we have something called Genius Hour in our classroom where kids get 1 hour a week to study things that they're passionate about, and it brings in all sorts of North Dakota teaching standards, from speaking to listening to research to gathering sources to figuring out what a relevant source is. And I've really found out when you give kids choice and you don't tell them what they have to learn, and instead you give them choice, they show up in just huge ways when we just get out of their way. So it's been a journey, and it's been exciting.
So how did you do that? I mean, did Mapleton say, Kayla, we trust you, just do it? Or did they you lay out a plan and they say, let's do a little pilot on this?
Yeah.
How did that all come about?
Okay, so this is actually a pretty funny story. So when I first approached my principal, and I said, I want to do this thing where I'm just going to let kids sit where they want to sit and try some new things, and he said, well, what kind of research do you have to support this? And I said, well, I have Starbucks research. I've been to Starbucks, and it works there. And ironically, as I was talking to him, he actually had a standing desk in his office, and he had a ball chair in his office. So he had choices for himself in his office. And so he eventually said, okay, let's just try this. And if it doesn't work, we won't do it, but let's just try this. And so we tried it, and it took off. The Fargo Forum visited my classroom, and they did the really nice write-up that ended up on the front page of the Fargo Forum, and then I had all of these different outlets around the United States asking me to write about it for them, and so it's just really taken off. It received the Global 100 Award 2 years in a row now in Finland, where they actually take the top 100 innovative ideas in education in the entire world, and they put it in 100. They have all of 100 of us go there, and it's amazing. It's an amazing summit, and it's actually up. It's nominated again for 2020 for the Global 100 Prize again. So, really cool.
That is really cool. Are you able to say, okay, I did this, I think it worked, it feel good, kid, you know, kids are getting excited, they're doing all these things, and then actually, you know, what's your barometer to say it's working or it's not working besides what you see? I mean, is it, you compare,
great question.
You compare, test scores, or what
yep.
do you do?
So a variety of things go into a student's well-being, and I think a few different things. One, I look at student motivation, and I look at student engagement. So we can tell kids are engaged because they're doing their work better. They're wanting to be at school. They're motivated when they have choices. And so motivation and engagement are two things that we can gauge. Attendance rates, actually. Kids are in school more often when they want to be there. And so I just really, my speech today was about making school better than every child's birthday. And so that is my goal, is making it better than every child's birthday, making them want to come because I'm throwing a party for them. And so we gauge on those things, attendance rates, motivation, engagement, but also test scores, like you mentioned. My test scores have been better than they have ever been when I was doing traditional teaching. And research shows that if you actually have kids who are teaching other kids, they will learn 75% more than kids who are in a traditional classroom that are just lectured at or spoken at. So amazing things happen when you just get out of the way, and you can measure it in happiness or motivation or engagement or test scores or even just attendance. So it shows up in lots of different ways.
I'm trying to find a question that came in earlier from a listener related to the birthday, every day being your birthday kind of thing.
Okay.
To a classroom. And I'm going to paraphrase, but it was essentially, that's not the job of a teacher. That's not the job of education. They're supposed to go there and learn. It's not supposed to be a birthday party. What would you say to them?
I think that it is our job to make sure that learning is personalized for kids. And I think even when I went to school, and I had an amazing education, like I said, my mom was actually my kindergarten teacher, and ironically, she's the only teacher who ever sent me to the principal's office. But that's a whole different story. I was probably assassin after her or something. I think that it is important for us to personalize learning, and just because I was raised a certain way or I had a certain school setting doesn't mean that that's what these kids should have. And so I think it is about personalized learning, teaching them how to be learners. And it's different in education now than even when I first started teaching. I don't need to be the expert on all of the things, and every student can teach me something. So more than ever, I'm a facilitator of learning, and yes, of course, I have curriculums to teach and standards to teach, but I'm going to do my darndest to make sure that it's a place where they want to be and to make it fun and engaging and a place where it's safe for them to learn.
So if one of your third graders doesn't like math, doesn't perform well at math, what do you do in that case?
So I think just like if they don't like reading, if they come to school not liking reading, they probably just haven't found the right book yet, or they haven't found the right strategy yet in math. And so we break down what is it that's hard about it for you, what don't you like about it, and I don't do traditional teaching where I'm in front of the room and all of the kids are learning in the same way. I actually do small group instruction, so one-on-one instruction, so that I'm meeting with just a few kids at a time or one at a time, and so we can figure out new ways for them to like learning or bring in things that are relevant to them that maybe they haven't had experience with before.
Is this being emulated anywhere else? Does anybody say, Kayla's got it, it's working, let's do it in other places, like in Mapleton or other schools?
Yeah, so our whole school embraces a flexible seating concept, small group instruction. We actually are doing a lot of work in our school with swapping students. So not necessarily I teach third grade, but it doesn't mean that all of the kids in my classroom are maybe the same age or at the same pace. So I have all sorts of students who come into my classroom for different kinds of subjects and things like that. But it is. It's being emulated around the state, around the nation, and around the world, actually.
That's
awesome.
Which
has been really cool.
It really is. Kayla, congratulations. Keep up the great work.
Thank you so much. Thanks for having me.
You bet. You're a great ambassador for North Dakota. Kayla Dornfeld, Mapleton School. More coming up.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Joe Morgan of Castleton. The North Dakota Soybean Council is excited to offer our Market Outlook Seminar for soybeans. This one-day program will give soybean producers a mid-season look at the soybean markets and discuss marketing strategies prior to harvest. Dr. Bill Wilson and Dr. Frank Olson will discuss how the season is progressing, the South American crop, world demand, and walk producers through marketing strategies and risk management options for the 2019 soybean harvest. This seminar will be held July 25th from 10 a.m. to 3 p.m. at 2 locations, NDSU's Commodity Trading Room in Berry Hall in Fargo, and Bismarck State College Campus in Bismarck. Both courses will be facilitated by noted professors Dr. Wilson and Dr. Olson of NDSU. The seminar is free for North Dakota soybean producers, but seating is limited, and registrations are accepted on a first-come, first-served basis. Be sure to register online by July 17th at ndsoybean.org.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
We're asking Watford City residents, what's it like to live the good life in Watford City? Pat Bertinelli.
When I came out to the community, I got to meet some of the employers, and I got to meet some of the people that were actually working in the oil field, and then just meeting some of the business owners. I still remember leaving a restaurant, and the owner of the restaurant said, hey, Pat, it was very nice meeting you, and I certainly hope that you consider joining our community. We'd love to have you. How I felt that day is how I want people to feel when they come to North Dakota, and McKenzie County hits that mark.
Learn more at voicesofwatford.com.
Imagine the perfect flow of grain from the field to the bin. Imagine a single rotor that ensures both quality and productivity. An advanced system that optimizes harvest settings on the go. You don't have to imagine. With features like AFS Harvest Command, an axial flow combine from Case IH always delivers the perfect flow.
Plains Ag supports NDSU Athletics. Go Bison at Target Field.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Oh, Hey, Scott, we've a really good friend who's taught school for 18 years. She said it's not the kids that have changed. It's the parents. Interesting comment there. You hear that from, you know, a lot of different perspectives. So I don't doubt that there is, you know, first of all, I mean, parents, as we were talking earlier, need to be the first line defenders on, you know, respect and, you know, the other things so that the teachers can teach you math and, you know, science and, you know, STEM and arts or whatever else. So, you know, good point. A lot of good comments from folks today. Fascinating conversation. I really enjoy it. 800-228-0550 to join it. 800-228-0550. Brought to you in part today by our friend CJ and the team at DAC Diesel. You know, engine maintenance is pretty darn important. The folks at DAC Diesel know that, and they can take care of you there on engine maintenance and prevent a breakdown, save you money, big money in the long run. They also make sure other parts of the vehicle continue to operate at top efficiency as well. So, and, you know, they explain their work, so you're informed. You really can trust them because they're thorough, they're reliable maintenance services. And again, diesel maintenance can be spendy. Diesel repair can be really spendy. So I really think long and hard about, hey, maybe it's time. It's been a while. I'm going to get this in here, and I'm gonna save any future headaches here. So bring it in, whether it's a tractor, a semi, a pickup, tractor, whatever it is. DAC Diesel. You can find out more. They're in Bismarck, by the way, but servicing trucks from all over the Northern Plains. DACDiesel.com or call them at 701-258-5011. 701-258-5011. All right. Dana and Judd wants to congratulate Kayla. I'm sorry she's gone, Dana, but you sure can do that. What's on your mind?
Well, I just wanted to compliment her on her ability to resize and do something new. It makes it more fun for the kids and probably a more learning experience for herself also.
And you know, it's I don't have the best connection with you, Dana. I don't know if you can get somewhere where you get a little better cell signal and less Darth Vader-ish going on. But
can you hear it?
Now it's better. Yeah, yeah. I agree with you. I mean, you know, why do we sit in the rows that we sit in, right? And you know what? This is a really dumb example. I should never, you know, act like any kind of an educator. But last 2 years, my daughter and I have done religious education, and it's been for second and third graders. We followed them up, actually. Took them in second grade, followed the same class up to the third grade. And, you know, I would get there early, put out all their name, places where they go, get the chairs all lined up just right. And, you know, I know this one talks to that one a lot, so I'm going to put them in a different place. And I do all that, right? And the kids come in, and it's an instant frustration for them. Instant.
Yeah.
You know, like, I wanted to sit by so-and-so. I want to sit by so-and-so. And I guess, you know, I don't know. My mentality is the old way. Well, you just do it how you do it. Why? Why do you do it how you do it? Why not, you know, Kayla's little Starbucks research, I think, makes some sense. What else were you going to say?
The old way is boring.
Also, yeah.
For the principal, you know, for him having enough guts to say, yeah, let's try it, said, no, we can't do that.
Yeah, you're right. You're right. I mean, he looked back and said, "Hey, I got one of those little bouncy ball deals. I've got a stand up desk. I'm doing what works best for me. Why should we do it for them?" You're absolutely right.
That's how change happens. So yeah, I really commend her.
A lot of administrators would not do that. Very good point, Dana. Appreciate your call. Thanks a ton. Others welcome at 800-228-0550. You know. Governor Burgum, assuming he runs for re-election with Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford, doing what he's doing. And again, really what the governor does here is, yes, he gave a little bit of a talk here and everything, but it's more about saying, okay, we can't do it like we've done it. Let's get in a room. Let's start figuring this out. Let's get the best people talking. And even the idea of starting this conference with a bunch of national speakers and saying, no, you know what, let's just have the majority of, you know, best practices in North Dakota talking amongst each other. I think also a great idea is to say, okay, if right now teachers are spending a ton of their time on mental health issues, in other words, this particular student has, issues, and to the extent that he might be a threat to somebody else, we have to, you know, clear the whole classroom, leave him there, clear the whole classroom, disrupt education for everybody else. The teacher is dealing with that now. And then maybe a counselor. But they don't have anywhere near enough help. So what do teachers want now? Educators want now? Administrators want now? More mental health professionals, because that's what they're dealing with. I would, too, if I was in their job. What the governor is saying is, wait a minute, we got a $10 billion enterprise. I think that's the number. I can't remember what Human Services is. Maybe more like four, but it's more, okay? Let's say it's $4 billion enterprise and operation and people and everything else in Human Services, and we got $2 billion in education. If we put the two together, so they're melding, and educators are able to use public employees on the human service side to take care of that, so they hire teachers, not mental health professionals, voila, it makes sense. That's how the governor thinks. That's what happens when you live your life in business, innovating in software and technology, and leading one of the iconic brands in the world. You know, Microsoft, it should be top three, shouldn't it? And worldwide global names, top five, top ten for sure. But and he came out of the senior leadership, number four or five there. The guy that is the president and CEO of Microsoft this very day was trained by our governor, Doug Burgum. So I think that's a good thing to embrace. I know that sometimes other elected leaders are, I don't know, you think you know in business. We know because we've been in the legislature 30 years. We've been... Look, you've all got something to bring. I'm not going to dismiss a legislator that's been there 30 years or 2 years. And I'm certainly not going to, dismiss somebody with a governor's level of business acumen and what that can bring to government. But if you let yourself sort of think about all these different things, pretty amazing. I also talked to him off the air in an interview we'll be using for the news about the petrochemical effort that we talked to Lieutenant Governor Brent Sanford about on Friday. And, when we right now build a gas processing plant, it's a big deal. And, about $250 million apiece, I think. And we've had, billions of those built one at a time. Oasis Petroleum, very good at this. One Oak, good at taking our natural gas and shipping it to their customers elsewhere. Don't so much like that, but they're doing it and building facilities here at least. You see those now. We see those now as a really big deal. Well, guess what? If, the ecosystem of petrochemical processing can come to North Dakota like the governor's envisioning, like the lieutenant governor's envisioning, like the oil and gas industry would like to see happen, so it isn't punished by the flooring regulations. You're talking about $10 billion. $10 billion investment. A lot of money. And just sort of dwarfs some of these others, which, again, they're all great. I love them all. But those are some things that are happening right now, and I think it's fantastic. I really do. Texter says, on the education front, bring back the woodshed. Education will continue to fail as long as unions and government are running it. You heard the governor answer that question. He's not afraid of paying teachers more. Another says, North Dakota taxpayers should have the option to opt out of paying school taxes when they have no vested interest in the school. Example, they do not have children. There have been proposals for folks that have their kids in private schools getting a tax credit. That finally passed this last session, actually. All right, Beth Sleddy will join us, superintendent of the biggest school in North Dakota, West Fargo, when we come back some more. For a few years, you heard me talking about every day made better. I live it. In a hot spring spa from Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables 2, Vince Webker, the owner, is here. So, Vince, I'm telling you, nobody should go through a winter like this without a hot tub, a sauna from Hot Spring Spas.
Well, nobody should go through life without a hot tub or a sauna. It actually makes you live better, possibly live longer. It corrects your wellness sins. You do things better by sitting in a hot tub or a sauna daily than you do without, because it does some stuff to the body that we could get into technically. But as I always say, it makes you physically better, mentally better, relationally better. To go through life without one, I think is tough, especially in the Western Hemisphere, where we're 25% more stressed out this year than we were last year, and it's just a way of life. And this thing is a true blue stress reliever.
And great financing right now. 60 months, no interest. 5 years, and you don't make your first payment for 6 months. Plus 12 months, no interest, no payments. That's another option. Hot Spring Spas and Pool Tables, too, online at hotspringnd.com.
You- USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Could the U.S. economy be seeing a recession soon? It appears many investors believe it's possible. Stocks have been falling today on Wall Street. There's concern about the bond market putting out what's seen as a strong sign that a recession is coming. Asian stocks rallied today after the president decided he was going to delay new tariffs on imports from China, but National Foreign Trade Council President Rufus Sucera says he doesn't think it's going to get the U.S. any closer to a deal with China.
They sit back and let Trump negotiate with himself for a period of time. You know, both sides are still very dug in on their positions.
The New York Times is reporting former Colorado governor and Democratic presidential hopeful John Hickenlooper is considering dropping out of the presidential race soon to run for U.S. Senate. And this is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Earlier, I pull up to the Jamestown High School today. What do I see? A drone and a couple of Tioga Kids Drone Camp flags flying. That's right. All the way over here in Jamestown. They're talking about what they're doing in Tioga, an active community offering great activities for families. There's Freedom Fest. There's Farm Festival. There's Pumpkin Fest. There is the Drone Camp for Kids. Downtown Maine. Brand new community center with a new library, indoor play area, outdoor skating rink, which is nice. The average annual household income in Tioga is over $73,000, and that's supporting about 140 businesses there. Great schools, great people, great way of life. Check it out. Experience a different point of view. TiogaND.org. TiogaND.org. We're in Jamestown, in the arena, near the arena, the Jamestown High School, the home of the Blue Jays. Talking about education innovation, the superintendent of North Dakota's largest school district, West Fargo, joins us next. Beth Slutty, making her way to Jamestown to participate in a presentation on a busy day here today and be on a panel. Hello, Beth. How are you?
I'm great. How are you doing, Scott?
Doing good. This is kind of fun, and I understand it's a busy time because obviously there's all kinds of continuing education classes going on for teachers and personal development classes and getting classrooms ready, and it's kind of a busy time, right?
It is. It is very busy, and I will mention one thing before we go on. West Fargo is not the largest district, but we are closely closing that gap. We're currently the third largest in the state, and Fargo is second, but we are expecting to pass them up, and, of course, Bismarck is our largest. But it is a busy time for us, and it's an exciting time. Happy to be here in Jamestown.
Yeah, I guess by the way, I've said that about 100 times, so I've been wrong quite a bit, but so my apologies on that. But I think it's the fastest growing school district.
That is correct.
Right? Yeah, so that's where I'm getting at and sort of on track to, you know, where do you compare with your students, Fargo students, Bismarck students? Where are you in the top three?
Well, we're currently number three, but I'm thinking we're just a few hundred behind Fargo. And so we're expecting this year's enrollment to surpass. We're expecting 530-ish new students. And over the last several years, it's been between 400 and 600 a year. So when you're considering small districts out in the state of North Dakota, we're increasing our enrollment by some of these districts' entire K-12 population in 1 year. So it is a rapid time of change and growth. We have 11 building projects happening right now this summer. It's just crazy, all the building and all of the projects that we have going on.
You are on a panel this afternoon, Beyond 2186. Holy buckets, I can't even think that far out. Building innovative capacity with Knowledge Works. Tell us a little bit about your talk today, your panel.
So today I'm on a panel just to tell a little bit about what we're doing. This is a five-year partnership with the Department of Instruction and with Knowledge Works, who is helping us define what personalized competency-based learning is in North Dakota. And what is exciting and unique about this project is that the Department of Instruction is digging in and helping us do this work. So this is not a common practice in other states necessarily. It's not common to have districts collaborating with each other to try to define what it means for our local community. And it's very exciting to have people guide you through the process of defining what is important to our stakeholders in our community and building it for our own community. So although you'll see Oaks, for example, Northern Cass, and West Fargo are all part of this project, what we are coming away from the table with is really a work of our community defining what it means to us. So it's not a cookie cutter project where districts are told this is what you do step by step. We are able to really build this for our students and for what the needs are of our region. That is what is exciting. The Department of Instruction has been so helpful. I'm told in other states, you know, I can pick up the phone and talk to folks in the Department of Instruction and they help me do the work. That is unique and that is special about our state.
What exact, can you describe what personalization of learning is? Like what help me understand that.
You know, it's interesting because a lot of people cannot define that. And we have spent the whole first year really talking about what that means to the to our community. For us, it means, and I know you heard Kayla speak about this to some extent, but it's really providing voice and choice into the students' learning. West Fargo is committed to a guaranteed and viable curriculum, which means we want to guarantee that regardless of the school a student attends, the principal that is leading that school or the teacher that is in front of that student every day, that they have access to that guaranteed and viable curriculum. What is flexible is the resources and the tools, the creativity that a teacher brings to that, and what the students' interests are. It's really providing students with choices in their learning while mastering and working on the standards that have been defined by our state, which ensures that our students are getting the important curriculum that they need so they have the skills moving forward to the next level of their life, whether that be going right into a career, going to a post-secondary school, or going into the military. To scale that up as a system with 11,000 students, that's where the challenge is, because you can have a teacher doing some really neat personalization of learning, but to ensure that every child has that engagement and the voice and the choice in the learning is what West Fargo is really committed to and working on.
What I get out of that is it's sort of the opposite of the model of old of No Child Left Behind, where there is these rigid, guardrails up where, there isn't that as much freedom for the actual at the instruction level. Is that the benefit of this more than anything, to be able to have that freedom to be able to innovate a little bit?
Correct. And we're fortunate, again, we have a governor who is all about that. He's all about taking down some of those walls that are in place that ensure that school never changes for hundreds of years. We're taking down some of those walls piece by piece. But again, ensuring that the rigor is still there and that we can have a student that is ready for the real world. So it's not saying, you know, people do whatever you want, just go, if it feels good, it's fun, do it. That is not what we're saying. We want it to be engaging and purposeful for students, but we do know that the rigor and the standards are critical to ensuring that our students are ready for the future.
How difficult is it to do what you just described? Okay, you see that as a innovative way so kids learn, and the outcomes are great. Yet at a time when you more and more have many of your teachers that are having to be mental health professionals more than they're being actual teachers. What explain the challenge of that landscape now in education?
I'm so glad you asked that. I had a principals meeting a few weeks ago, a welcome back, August 1, you know, let's hit this year running. And we did an activity where we were describing we were describing a student and their needs. And then are we offering what that student needs now? And if not, what is it that that student needs to take them into the next level of their learning, engagement, and passion? And what I learned from those conversations is that because we have so many students that have mental health needs, that even our leaders are having a little bit of a difficult time imagining this creative world that we want to take them to, because we need to make sure that their basic needs are met first. So we will continue to work on the piece of the mental health and ensuring that we have resources in the school, because until those needs are met, it's very difficult for a child to be concerned about learning and academics. So it's making sure those pieces are in place first, but then the engagement piece also does. When a student finds passion and purpose in their learning, that is also going to help them be engaged and also going to help their overall mental health. But we do know that there are situations where we really need to meet those needs first before we can even take it to that next level.
Governor Burgum said that, you know, he doesn't want schools hiring social workers. He wants them hiring more teachers and believes that with this integration, Team North Dakota, between the Department of Human Services and the Department of Public Instruction, that, some of that can lighten that load a little bit on your teachers, on other teachers throughout North Dakota. Will that work? Do you think that you see that integration working well with the Department of Human Services?
Any partnership we can create will help. We would love to work with the Department of Human Services, continuing to work with our state overall. We know that there are organizations in our community that have the tools, the skills, the training, the expertise to come into our schools, and we're doing more and more of that all the time to ensure that those needs are met. So I would agree that that is great. The school district employees don't necessarily need to be those people. We can partner, and together we can really make a difference in the lives of students.
Because, you started in the classroom, I forget how long ago you started with the West Fargo school system. Do you, even in the time from being a teacher in the classroom to being now superintendent, and even from your time as a student in school growing up, it's vastly different right now, right? I mean, those issues didn't happen.
It is vastly different. But there are pieces that are not, but I'm going to give a shout-out to our educators. When I go into a first-year teacher's classroom, and when I was the assistant superintendent for elementary, there was a point in time where I was in every classroom in the entire district. I am amazed at the skills that these teachers come with, the training that's provided now through our districts and through our universities, but, really drilling in at the district level. These teachers are so engaging, and they are doing so many awesome things to reach the needs of our students. It far surpasses anything I ever did when I started my career at Harwood. It's just really exciting and impressive to see what some of our teachers, with their creative minds and their dynamic way and the charisma they bring to the classroom, highly, highly impressive. And so purposeful what they're doing.
Beth Sluddy, the superintendent of West Fargo Schools, fastest growing school district in North Dakota. Texture says, Scott, with all the talk about mental health problems in the school, is it time to start removing these kids from the general population and either educating them in separate schools or entirely different areas of current schools? I get the need to give these types of kids a normal experience, but at what point does it become a hindrance to the students and teachers that have to deal with the disruptions on a daily basis? I'll give you the wonderful luxury of being able to think a little bit about that question, and we will answer it
sure.
When we come back after the break. Beth, don't go away. Beth Sluddy, West Fargo Public Schools Superintendent. Short break, live in Jamestown today at the Innovate Education Summit with Governor Doug Burgum. Superintendent of Public Instruction Kirsten Baser and other education leaders from around the state.
These are exciting times for the University of Mary. We've launched a new School of Engineering at Mary to fill our region's driving need for highly skilled, culturally prepared engineers. At the University of Mary, we never stop innovating ways to serve our students, our region, and all the communities we touch, wherever they are. Our students are formed with the same heart for service. We're proud that our engineering graduates are poised to become dynamic industry leaders. Discover the Mary difference at umary.edu.
Got dips in your sidewalk? Driveway sinking? The drastic change in weather can take a real toll on your concrete. At Precision Concrete Cutters Ramjack North, we've got a solution. Polyjacking. Similar to mud jacking, polyjacking requires smaller holes and does not retain moisture, meaning less heaving and a quicker dry time with longer lasting results. Polyjacking. The practical solution to concrete replacement. To learn more, go to pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com.
Thrive Fest North, August 23rd through the 25th. I love Toby Mac stuff.
Yeah, awesome.
A great lineup of artists here. People that have heard of Mark Lee from Third Date, Jackie Velasquez, J.J. Weeks, Torrin Wells. There's a lot of really good artists here. How big is this problem of human trafficking here in Fargo-Moorhead, West Fargo?
As a subsidiary of Thrive Fest, Rising Hope Foundation is building homes to rescue individuals who have been caught in that. And so it's a growing, massive problem right under our noses.
Michael, your work with the Fargo PD, I'm sure you come in contact with individuals that are caught in this.
Yeah, it's something we see, and it's a problem that people are still looking for a solution to. Not just raising awareness, but bringing true solutions to stopping this so we don't have to have shelters for young victims, older victims, and we don't have to keep having campaigns where we're trying to raise awareness on such an evil problem.
Thrive Fest North, August 23rd through the 25th at the North Dakota Horse Park. The number is 612-554-4804.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Jamestown. I want to thank the good folks here at Jamestown. Have been wonderful to us. Thank you very much. SRO hasn't thrown me in jail yet. I think he's thinking about it, though. I plan on getting some things done today, and I'm right outside his office now. So what can he do? Anyway, we're having a good time here today, and I appreciate it very much. Learning lots and looking forward to more of that today. And by the way, this conference goes through tomorrow as well. We're brought to you in part today by our friends at Bucklich, North Dakota's home for Chevy. And you know what they do? Every single week, they give us a set of wheels that are a good deal, always a good deal, not always, but I've not seen many that are not one-owner local trades. That's what they're famous for at Buckley's. And here we go again. A 2015 Dodge Journey Limited, heated leather seats, 3.6-liter V6, all-wheel drive, charcoal black leather interior, backup cam, Bluetooth. Again, one owner, local trade, only 63,000 miles on this. Okay, get a load of this. It's on the lot for $16,995. And if you tell them, hey, Scott sent me over here today to Puckledge Valley City, can I get a little discount? They'll lop another $1,000 off, $15,995. Check it out, PuckledgeValleyCity.com. PuckledgeValleyCity.com. You're looking at the 2015 Dodge Dirt Journey, only 63,000 miles on it. Right now, $15,995. How's that for a deal? That's why they say, you drive, we'll ride with you. 721 West Main in Valley City, online at Puckledge.com, North Dakota's home for Chevy, or PuckledgeValleyCity.com. Public schools, so I gave you a question from the audience today about you know, the mental health issues and about dealing with it in a different way, removing the kids from the general population. I'll give you a chance to answer it.
So when you you had mentioned, you know, what is best for students who are having mental health concerns, I think I will address speaking of students who have individual education plans, whose behavior I think that you're referring to has become in an interference with their ability to learn or the learning of others. And so we as a educational community are required to ensure that every student has the right to an education in their least restrictive environment. So by all means, we always try to keep them in the least restrictive. But there are times where students move through some of those levels and it's not appropriate for them because their behavior is interfering with their learning or the learning of others. And in those cases, sometimes we do have to do an alternative placement. We are doing alternative placements now, for example. If there is a better suited place for a student to learn, we will access that and the district will pay for that for that student. For example, if a child's best placement is at Ann Carlson, we partner with Ann Carlson to make that placement happen. There is conversations still happening. We had a task force last year that discussed a school that would provide support for a level D student, meaning a student whose least restrictive environment is a separate environment. Maybe it's attached to a school, but it's separate from that school, or it might be a freestanding school. And we know that there are several of those across the country, including some that we visited in Minnesota in the Twin Cities area. So we are continuing to talk about, can we collaborate on something like that for students who may have that need? We have students that come from Minnesota right now whose individual education plan says that is the environment they need. And we currently don't have that type of environment for them other than maybe to have them with a one-on-one teacher in a separate part of the building where they're not necessarily participating with their peers. Parents are always a part of those conversations and we work with them. We are working with advocates right now because we know that we want to do the best thing for all students, the students with the disabilities, but also the other students that are in the classroom. And I think the conversations are intense, but they should be. They should be intense because we're making decisions about a student's education, and that's very, very important for everyone, for every child.
And I know this is not an easy answer, but how would you say, you know, you weigh the fact that you want to do everything in your power to keep that, you know, student that's having some tough times in an environment where they could succeed without having to be separated, but at the same time recognizing there is disruption of other kids learning? I mean, is it you know, 50-50? Is it 80-20? What do you do there?
It really is an IEP decision, team decision. So we have at every meeting that we are talking about a child's individual plan, we have the parent represented, we have an administrator, we have the classroom teacher or a regular education teacher, specialist, and those parents sometimes bring in an advocate with them, which we welcome because the advocates often have resources or ideas we haven't thought of. But obviously, we don't want any other students injured, so that we have to make sure that the child is safe and that the other children and teacher are safe as well. Sometimes when a student's behavior has become intense, they're telling us that that environment is not right for them. Maybe their anxiety, maybe they're in that fight, flight mode because of trauma. Trauma is a very real reality for some children. If they've experienced trauma and they get into a setting that is very noisy, for example, it might trigger the fight or flight mechanism in them that they've been given to keep themselves safe because of the trauma that they've experienced. We have to take that into consideration and make sure that all the children are safe.
We are asking a lot of our educators right now. That's the lesson here that I've certainly taken away. All the more reason innovative education is necessary wherever, and partnerships and ideas and the different things that are happening right here. Beth, thanks so much for the time today, and we'll see you on the panel a little later on.
Excellent, and thanks so much for letting me come on and chat. It was great.
Beth Slutty, Superintendent, West Fargo Public Schools. We're brought to you today on What's on Your Mind and Part by the North Dakota Petroleum Council. Mark your calendar. Their annual meeting coming up in Watford City next month, September 17th through the 19th.
The Tioga Chamber of Commerce is proud to sponsor programming on AM 1090 KTGO and AM 550 KFYR. Tioga is an active community that offers great activities for families like Freedom Fest, Drone Camp for Kids, Farm Festival, Pumpkin Fest, and Robot Camp for Kids. We have a vibrant downtown Main Street and a brand new community center. Tioga's average median age is 39.6 years old with a median income of $73,000 per year, supporting nearly 140 businesses in the Tioga area. And we welcome new businesses and industries with plenty of active community groups that support the business environment. Tioga also supports local education with technologies like drones, 3D printers, and electronics and coding opportunities to prepare students for success well into the 21st century. Please visit us in Tioga and experience a different point of view. Or for more information, visit www.tiogamd.org. That's tiogamd.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at gcnlife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at gcnlife.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.